or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The National Crime Agency is to lead a nationwide operation to target grooming gangs. The announcement from the Home Office comes after the government ordered a national inquiry into previous cases. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says vulnerable young girls have now grown into brave women who are demanding justice. Iranian state media is reporting the head of Tehran's intelligence agency has been killed by Israeli strikes. The Islamic Republic is also saying 224 people have died since Friday. Police in the United States searching for the gunman who shot dead a Democrat politician and her husband say they found a car and a cowboy hat belonging to him. People in Minnesota are still being warned not to approach Vance Bolter, but the former advisor to Bill Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal, says political violence is not becoming normalized in the U.S.
They're not like school shootings. This incident seems to mark what we hope is not the beginning of an era of political assassinations.
Russia says it's attacked an oil refinery which supplies the Ukrainian army with fuel. President Volodymyr Zelensky's called the move a vile strike against the country's energy infrastructure. And a vigil has been held in London for the people who died after Thursday's plane crash in India. At least 270 people were killed when the Boeing 787 Dreamliner came down in Ahmedabad. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Bill Overton on Classic FM, helping get a head start on whatever Monday you have ahead of you. The next one providing us with much needed refreshment after a busy weekend.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
That was the Chamber Choir of Lincoln Minster School, Howard Goodall directing them, performing his own piece, Ecce Homo, Mr. Bean theme, otherwise known as, and Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony we heard first, the number 6, the first movement performed by the National Symphony Orchestra, Gian Andrea Nozeda, the conductor. Bill Overton on Classic FM, early Monday morning together, hoping you're well, ready for the new week. June 16th, weather-wise, well, it's going to be drizzly for parts of Scotland, otherwise dry, warm, sunny spells. As I said, higher of 27 degrees today. A bit breezier if you're in the north. We are more than halfway through the month already. It's Bloomsday for fans of James Joyce and Ulysses, or if you're heading to Dublin. Ride to Work Day encourages two-wheel drivers, so get on your bike if you have one. And it's Sussex Day today, county that inspired Vaughan Williams, John Ireland, Frank Bridge, many others. A home of Glyndebourne, of course. The River Mole starts in Sussex and eventually feeds into the River Thames, which has its own claim to fame musically, thanks to Handel.
Thank you.
the air from the Water Music Suite number 1, Handel's music, the English Baroque soloists playing it just there. Classic FM. Late greats for the 16th of June include Stan Laurel. One of his bowler hats, I was just reading, which he'd signed, sold last year for nearly £13,000. I wonder how many he had. Conductor Vili Boskovsky, also born of this day, as was the Love Story author Eric Segal. Take Your Cat to Work Day, dog lovers, relax, your turn's coming up on Friday. And choose between one of these moments to be a fly on the wall for Paganini's last ever public performance. That was 1837 at this day in Turin. Or being at the next table, eavesdropping, when Mendelssohn, who we heard earlier, and Charles Dickens met for dinner, London, 1844. Who chose the wine, I wonder? What was the small talk?
Most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Musical comfort blanket for you there from William Walton's Henry V Suite, the English Chamber Orchestra playing, and before it, the Tallis Scholars singing his If Ye Love Me. Bill Overton on Classic FM. It's Wish Fulfillment Day today, June 16th, for dreaming big and hoping for the best. Jane Campion wrote and directed the 1993 film The Piano. It won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. It's the first time a woman had done that. Holly Hunter beat Sigourney Weaver and Isabelle Huppert to the lead role, which won her an Oscar. Michael Nyman wrote the music. Heart Asks Pleasure First, a piece called from Michael Nyman's score for the piano, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, just there. It's Classic FM. Film music is your thing, don't forget. Classic FM movies are around the clock. A big score station, which you can find on Global Player. Listening to earlier, they had music on from Saltburn and First Man, which is the sci-fi film, isn't it? Justin Hurwitz's music to that. That's the kind of thing you get to hear. All the classics and much more recent releases as well. Classic FM movies, Bill Overton here. We have Dawn Breaking, musically speaking, between now and three. If you're listening live, a piece by Ola Yellow I usually associate with winter. but it might be the perfect way to bring a bit of a chill to a warm, sticky night. Before that, the perfect introduction to Tchaikovsky after this.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep an lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so... Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
People ask me, what's my good place? Wild swimming with the girls on a chilly spring morning. And knowing that with PensionBee, I can choose to invest in line with my values, which is why I picked their climate plan.
Last one in by blood!
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
One way to start a new week, the opening movement from Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Marta Argerich, the soloist there with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Claudio Bardo conducting. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Our album of the week this week, a new recording of Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Pablo Eras Casado. The overture and the incidental music together, a complete melodrama version, they're calling it, and also including the spoken text, a track every day from that. Our album of the week, just after 11 o'clock this morning, you'll hear it during Alexander Armstrong's show. Delius, right now.
Classic FM.
Ola Yalo playing piano there with the cellist Max Ruiz in the 12 Ensemble. His piece called Dawn. And before it's La Calenda from the Delius Opera Coanga. It was the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Bill Overton here, coming up our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for today, including Climbers for Brahms and Foray, his highest entry. On the way after the news.
Classic FM.
Frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Oh, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International. By First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood. Like your favourite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The government has announced a national policing operation to target people who sexually exploited children. The National Crime Agency will be used to lead a push against grooming, which comes after the government ordered a national inquiry into previous cases. The policing and crime commentator Danny Shaw says both moves are connected.
I think what it's saying is we need an inquiry because Baroness Casey has told us we need an inquiry to look at the past and what went wrong and where mistakes were made. But what we also need to do is focus on the here and now and try and do police investigations to tackle the perpetrators.
Air raid sirens have been sounding in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem again after Israel detected incoming missiles from Iran. In the last hour, people have been told to move to protected spaces and stay there until further notice. Russia says it's attacked an oil refinery which supplies the Ukrainian army with fuel. President Volodymyr Zelensky has denounced the move, calling it a vile strike against the country's energy infrastructure. A new report is suggesting food companies have reduced salt and sugar levels in their products by nearly a third over the past decade. It's been released by the Food and Drink Federation. And for the first time ever, the UK's Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, is to be led by a woman. Blaise Mutterawelli will become the organisation's 18th chief when she takes over from Sir Richard Moore. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.